Yes, we people liked us, and we after you know after a couple of years we had a following and people that would actually come see us. And I don't know, at that point, that's when we decided to disintegrate because of the other, you know, non-musical problem. So like many bands, but at least most of us lived through it, which is good. I'd say that was around like 94. So we'd been in New York for like 10 years or so, I think. We played our first gig was in 84 in New York. We played at CBGB's. And so 10 years, it got better and better and better, you know, musically and as far as, you know, playing more often and getting more people to come see us. And then at the same time, it was those last couple of years where it was really deteriorating, where you know, have a rehearsal and Dimitri would be in jail or in the hospital instead of at the rehearsal studio, or time to go to a gig and no one knew where he was, and I would actually be go like look down the crack houses in the down in the Lower East Side to find him. So when it gets to that point, you know, that's, you know, the end is near. And it was. So probably around 94, 95 was when it fell apart. Of the guys that moved out there with this Detroit, from Detroit, one of the guys left early on, Mike Tudor, and he became an audio engineer, and he's got his own studio up in upstate New York now, and you know, produces records for young bands and stuff. So he's been doing his thing, you know, since like the 80s doing that. And then, you know, we went through a lot of different guitar players and horn players and stuff over the years. But I think the other guitar player who moved out from Detroit with us, Dan, I think after that he was so disgusted and fed up and tired, you know, of all the years of doing this, that he kind of just stopped playing and did other things. And the other guys in the band were all the guys that we picked up in New York were all pretty much like professional musicians who played a lot of like boring crap for a living, like at the time, like jingles and dance records where you just played the same riff, you know, 17,000 times, and played with us because it was, you know, a lot more challenging and interesting and more fun. And they, you know, they all continued their musical pursuits to this day. One of our old guitar players, he's the guitar player in Dion's band. If you even knew Dion was still around. I didn't, but he, and he played with a lot of, yeah, the bass, our bass player, he started a company that builds amplifiers, and he's doing that, I guess, doing very well at it nowadays. So everybody's, you know, just doing other things. I'm still playing, but like nothing as fun or as exciting as the leisure class. I'm just, you know, kind of a drummer for hire nowadays. Play all kinds of music. Sometimes it's good.